Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is that time of year again where Americans give thanks and we celebrate our Christian heritage. The time of year to reflect on what the year brought to you, to become retrospective, perhaps even to a degree introspective. And as I think about this time of year, which is when I was a kid, I so looked forward to Thanksgiving and I so looked forward to Christmas. Particularly Christmas, but I knew it was going to be fellowship with family and friends, and it was a joyous season. And now, you know what I think about? I think about how you can't say Christmas time, you know, anymore. You say it's the holiday season. And I, as much as I do have a lot to be thankful for, because I'm an optimist, there's a lot that I reflect on and I say, wow, you know, this is rough. But still, I think most of us look forward to this time of year, the revelry and, as I said, the camaraderie and all the things that come from it. And we also start thinking about what's going to be happening next year. And as I think about it from a leftist perspective, I'm reminded of a chant that we used while I was in military school, Marine Military Academy. And it serves as a reminder of how leftists feel about America and feel about conservative. And it was a little thing that we said when we marched, and it was, a little bird with a little bill was sitting on my windowsill. I lured him out with a piece of bread, and then I smashed his freaking head. Sound off, one, two, sound off, three, four. And it was one of my favorite chants. Oh, boy, that's what I feel. And I know people are like, come on, Kevin. I do. I feel like the left are just waiting to smash our frickin' heads. And you want to know why I think this? Because at this time of year, I no longer think about Christmas and the holidays the way I did before. I'm jaundiced. I'm jaded. Why? Well, because late Sunday night, a joyous scene of marching bands and children dancing in Santa hats and waving pom-poms turned deadly in an instant as an SUV sped through barricades and into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least 5 people and injuring more than 40 others. I know. They better ban these freaking SUVs. It's getting out of control. It's like these guns. What if the guns and the SUVs get together and decide, oh boy, worse, what if the SUVs get together with, I don't know, the bombs and make it even worse? So think about this, folks. Children are marching along. Bands are marching along. Everybody's having a good time. They're in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's got to be cold up there at this time of year, and they're happy. I mean, all the bands playing, what have you, and suddenly, out of nowhere, comes an SUV barreling down at you, and you got nowhere to go. There was a video that showed a woman screaming, oh my God, repeatedly, as groups of young dancers was struck. A father talked of going from one crumpled body to another in search of his daughter. Members of the Dancing Grannies Club were among those hit. The city of Waukesha posted on its social media accounts that it could confirm that at least 5 were dead and 40 were injured, while noting it was still collecting information. I can't even imagine the horror of this. You're going to something that you believe is a fun thing. I mean, and it would be under normal circumstances if we lived in a normal world. But you know what we got to worry about now this Christmas? Oh, you want me to say it? Okay, I'll say it for you. Muslim terrorist. Now, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on anybody, any particular religion, but I will tell you this. The religion of Islam has people that seem to wait to this time of year before they pick a weapon of choice, which in this particular case, lefties, is not a gun, but instead is an SUV. And then they hurl said vehicle at people that are just enjoying life. Now, I'm gonna say this because I don't know who did it. Is it Daryl Brooks, the person of interest? I don't know. I mean, it certainly looks that way. And I know people, well, you know, Kevin, I want to, you know, reserve, you know, my thoughts on it until I know more about it. I agree. Look, I understand. But see, the problem is they do know more about it. They describe it as this. A person of interest was in custody, Waukegan Police Chief Dan Thompson said, but he gave no details about the person or any possible motive. The accelerator was stuck, sir. The investigation is ongoing. Look, I don't care who did it. Whoever did it is a piece of crap. I don't care what religion they were. I don't care if the dude wore a Confederate flag. He was a member of the neo-Nazis and he thought it was an all-black group or whatever. I don't need to know the details. But here's what I will tell you. I don't think the accelerator got stuck. I don't think it was Buddhist or Catholic nuns who did it, or Wiccans or Amish. But I do know this. It could be somebody black, and it could be somebody who practices the religion of Islam. And the reason I say this is because Kyle Rittenhouse's trial in Kenosha was pretty close to where all this stuff was happening, and maybe that was a disgruntled black person that did it. Is Daryl Brooks a disgruntled black person? Could be. They're saying, oh, he was fleeing another crime scene. Really? Look, how heartless must you be to flee another crime scene and decide to run over 40 white folks and kill five of them? I mean, wow. And I don't know who might have been chasing him. This is Kenosha. This isn't Chicago. And for the record, in big cities, they don't even let you chase people down anymore. Here's another thing we don't know. Is Daryl Brooks a Muslim? It doesn't matter to me. The tragedy is no less because of it. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Person of interest. You can bet, folks, that this person of interest who plowed into the parade in Wisconsin that has killed at least five people and wounded 40 others. I want you to imagine a parade where you've got nowhere to go, and coming at 40, 50 miles an hour is a two-ton vehicle. Just running people over. Youth, old people, all the people that Democrats say they want to protect. And you can bet you would know the name of this individual if it was Kyle Rittenhouse. You can bet you'd know the name of this individual if it had any ties to the Tea Party. It ever even looked at a Confederate flag. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm going to get into the new spin on Joe Biden's economy And we're going to talk a lot more about Kyle Rittenhouse, and we're going to talk about crime in America, and we're going to talk about Wu Flu and a bunch of other things. But right now, I want to just explain to you how things get covered in this country. I want to show you how the media covers things, because I'm going to tell you right now, if this was a white dude, I don't care, he could be squeaky clean. If his accelerator didn't get stuck, they would be piecing it together, and they would somehow tie this idiot to Trump. But you know what we get? We get nothing. Person of interest. Daryl Brooks. This type of reporting is happening in this country, that there are people in this country who want to obfuscate the truth. They want to hide it from you, because they don't want it to not fit their narrative. Their problem is they've already got the end of the story written, see? They're telling you Muslims are good, black folks don't commit crimes and whatever else. And look, I'm not here, I don't care about the colors, but I care about the hypocrisy. Because people that listen to me, black people say this all the time, Kevin, you just don't like black people. No, I don't like the way we get treated. I don't like when people try to hide the truth of what we do because they want to set some narrative. Look, I grew up black. I know black. And I'll tell you right now, there's much of the black culture I can't hate. I can't stand. I despise it. You're doggone right I do. I despise the criminality. I despise all the things that went away from what was core for black folks. We were such God-fearing, loving people. We had seen such oppression that we represented the real America, because we could overlook that oppression and we would still help the people who oppressed us. Well, we took it to a whole nother level because we now help the people who oppressed us to a point where we don't even know who we are anymore. I'm going to get into this Biden thing, but I want to play a few clips of what people said about Rittenhouse after his verdict. Here's Van Jones talking about Rittenhouse after the verdict.
I do respect the jury system, and I appreciate what the president had to say, but there's a reason that people are upset, and it's that there's a bigger context here. This idea of white vigilante violence is something that we have to wrestle with, and it may not be done in one single court case, but we've got a pattern now where white men feel that they have the right to enforce the law themselves. When you look at Ahmaud Arbery, when you look at this case, when you look at Trayvon Martin, when you look at the white mob that attacked the Capitol, that somehow there is a group of people that think that they have the right to take the law into their own hands. They can leave their home with guns, and they can enforce their vision of the law on other people.
So, as usual, what people like Van Jones do is they give you a couple of instances, like Arbery. I think Arbery is a guy who he's running through the neighborhood, and some guy confronts him and shoots him. Could be a bad case. But is it indicative of America? Of course not. Then he says, and then, of course, there's this case with Kyle Rittenhouse, who's been exonerated. And then he brings up Trayvon Martin. How far back are you going? Right? And then he brings up January 6th, where so-called white people attacked the Capitol. Now, that is the biggest disingenuous grouping of things you can probably imagine. But people take this man seriously. And sadly, there's nobody like myself countering him in the media, because I would love to confront Van Jones with this case being Rittenhouse. And I'd also like to ask him about the guy driving the SUV who plowed down 40-plus people and killed 5. I'd like him to explain that one as far as vigilante justice goes. Because here's what we all knew. We knew the person driving that SUV was not white. See, Van Jones suffers from what leftism, the problem with leftism, and they can't get around it. And that is, it has to have an ideology before it can make a decision on something. And that ideology needs to be wrapped into something that they can quickly spot. So, for example, racism or feminism or LGBT. So Van Jones can speak out, you know, very quickly on this subject. He can say, oh, I mean, on the subject of Rittenhouse. And the funny part, and, as I've, and I'll talk more about this later in the broadcast, the more that these guys talk about this, the more insane it sounds, because they want the guy to be a white supremacist, but he's not. And, you know, and as I said before, thank God the dude didn't kill any black folks, because we would be getting all barrels of it. And we're still getting all barrels of it. But as it pertains to this guy that's in the SUV, if Van Jones comments on this, let me tell you what he's going to say. He's going to say, well, we've got to be very judicious in how we approach this. We can't just automatically jump to conclusions. Watch the way they handle this versus how they handle Rittenhouse. We've got to be, you know, calculated. And if it turns out that indeed it is Daryl Brooks, a black person, and he maybe happens to be a practitioner of Islam, well, then we can't just jump to conclusions that this is the way Islam is. There's no jumping to conclusion when the perp is somebody that the left decides is a protected class. Now, again, I'm not trying to cast a broad swath over anything. I'm just saying, think about it realistically, because if you look at these stuff, go back and look at any of them, you're going to hear the same thing. When Muslims attack the nightclub, when Muslims attack the San Bernardino Christmas party, when Muslims attack, there's been multiple. I mean, just go look it up. Whenever they attack these, and whether it's using the SUV or whatever, suddenly... we don't talk about, oh, let's ban the guns or whatever. All they talk about then is, well, you know, Americans shouldn't be jumping to conclusions. Let's not do the wrong thing here. Let's not blame all Muslims, etc. It's a religion of peace, and we hear a whole bunch of gobbledygook. And leftists will handle it no differently with this attack by Daryl Brooks.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is advising travelers to hit the road early Thanksgiving morning. This after the Auto Club is predicting over 53 million Americans will be traveling for the holiday. Since most are traveling by vehicle, the agency saying the worst traffic on the roads will be Wednesday afternoon and Sunday after 5 p.m. The jurors in the murder trial of father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan have begun deliberations. They're facing charges over the fatal shooting of Ahmed Aubrey in February of last year. Aubrey's father, Marcus Aubrey Sr., says he's putting his faith in God to get a guilty verdict.
What I seen in that courtroom this morning just really was devastating. But I'm just thanking God that God showed us everything. He showed us all the evidence to convict these men.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Kyle Rittenhouse gives his first interview after being found not guilty.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Baltimore, Maryland Tuesday, touting a $22 million grant for the East-West Priority Corridor Transit Project.
For it to take longer for someone who lives here in Baltimore to get to work or school than it takes to get here from Capitol Hill if you do have a car shows you what needs to change, and it's part of what is going to change thanks to this very important project.
He says that it'll help connect people to opportunities, jobs, and education. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Biggest story over the weekend was Kyle Rittenhouse getting free, you know, getting declared not guilty, and then it gets juxtaposed with the somebody plowing into a group of folks who were doing a parade in Wisconsin. And I'm juxtaposing both of them because I want you to see how the media handles these things. It's a perfect example of how the media handles stuff. When there's two things and one of them fits the narrative, you know, one of them they want to fit the narrative and they're trying to put a square peg in a round hole, and the other they don't want to talk about. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. So we are, the media is replete with lies and lies and more lies every single day from Biden and his media minions. In fact, it's funny. So Joe Biden gets this massive spending thing done, this whatever they call it. And here's what John Podesta, who was Bill Clinton's former White House chief of staff, said. This week was probably his best week since the spring. Does that result in a bump in his numbers? I'm not so sure. That'll take a while. He has to get back to what his core strength is, and I think you saw that this week, which is that he's a guy who cares about working people and the middle class. Against the backdrop of rising consumer costs, an equally steady drip in approval ratings, and a growing number of White House retirements, the past week was a small glimpse of what a presidency on track could resemble. Really? And inside the White House, officials say they felt optimistic heading into the Thanksgiving holiday and ready for the next month of intensive legislative battles and deadlines. Democrats on and off the Hill likewise express a rare bit of glee about the string of successes. So, you want to know what the string of successes are? You want to look at the crime rate in America? You want to look at Rittenhouse being freed and people being upset? Oh, I accept the jury's verdict and the judicial system, but, because that's what the left did, I accept it, but. You accept that Joe Biden's America, by way of Barack Obama, has SUVs plowing into people at parades? When they're celebrating the birth of Christ, etc., celebrating, giving thanks for a country that settlers founded and almost died, and getting us to this place. Where we are. This is Joe Biden's America. This is leftist America. I don't credit just Biden for this. Biden's a puppet. I mean, he's a puppet's puppet. But the people behind him, the people who cheated him into office, if you think they care about somebody who drove his SUV into a group of revelers in Wisconsin, Christians who are celebrating this country, you got another thing coming. So what, old people and kids got killed? Oh, they'll come on TV. The person who did this is terrible. This is awful. And then watch the platitudes. Watch how they placate it. Biden's best week? Mike Donlin, who's a senior advisor to Biden, said that this past week was pivotal. Well, they better look at the polls, and I've already warned you guys, it ain't going to get any better. But I want to go back to what we were talking about earlier, which is Kyle Rittenhouse, and we'll spend some more time on him as well later in the second hour. But Kyle Rittenhouse has been called a white supremacist by the President of the United States. I can guarantee you this man knows nothing about this kid. He hasn't been briefed on the work that this kid does. What Biden did is a bunch of advisors said, here's the best way to handle this. This will poll better. So Joe Biden, I don't think of him as a president, but the guy who's occupying the White House, targets a 17-year-old kid who is could be, you know, as Obama said of Trayvon Martin, he could have been my son. Well, Kyle Rittenhouse could have been any conservative's son, and you'd be proud of it. And now, this is a kid who's going to have trouble going to college. Not that he should, but I'm just saying he would. He's going to have trouble going to college. He's going to have, he'll probably have to change his name. He may even have to change his look. Why? Because he dare protect himself from thugs. Thugs who wanted to kill him. Now, that's going to be his life. And you got Joe Biden calling him a white supremacist. You've got a media onslaught to this kid. Let me put it a different way. If the media told you the truth about him, he'd be a sympathetic character. He'd be somebody people would be saying, man, congratulations for saving your life. Man, what was it like? He'd be on late night talk shows, and he wouldn't be making fun of it because there's nothing fun about having to kill somebody. But I tell you what, he would at least be, you're like, wow, well, you were put in a harrowing situation. He'd be speaking on a speaking circuit, talking about his situation, and on and on. And maybe he'll do that for the right. Maybe people will be smart enough to let him become the poster child for how you should be living your life. But let me tell you, in this country, if you live your life by the rules and play by the rules and go by the book, in some cases the good book, it can get you in trouble. And that's what the left want. They want you afraid. They want you afraid to go to parades and celebrate the founding of this nation and the survival of its pilgrims. They want you to be afraid to celebrate your religion, your Christian religion, and even your Judeo-Christian values, because we got Hanukkah coming up as well. So they want you afraid. And I'm just telling you, if you think that I'm lying about it, go back and look at how they cover like a Derek Chauvin. I don't know anything about Derek Chauvin, but here's what I can tell you. 98% of, and I'm throwing out a statistic, but whatever, overwhelmingly, let's use that, Derek Chauvin was demonized. Oh, he had a beef with George Floyd. They used to be bouncers together, and that's where he didn't like Floyd. Whatever. It was a lie. It was complete media fabrication. And this guy rots in prison because he did his job. And I'm just telling you, there's so many examples. It isn't like Van Jones, who gives you two or three examples, and you go, but wait a minute. You're going back to Trayvon Martin and a community watch guy? This is where you want to talk about Rittenhouse and bring him up as a person that is doing white vigilante justice? You know, it's funny. Go back. I dare you to go back and listen to any of the situations where black folks willy-nilly killed a bunch of white people, or Muslims plowed a bunch of Christians or Jews, and look at, listen to the what Van Jones and others say about it. Just listen to how they
describe these stories versus a kid who did nothing and suddenly he's a pariah. It's white vigilante justice that they're afraid of. Well, let me ask you, what was this? What was this SUV attack? If you put it into the same context of Van Jones and the media, what would you call this? Because you already know the outcome. Yeah, it's too far of a stretch for me to say that the person driving that vehicle is a person of color and likely from the religion of Islam. And am I throwing stones at Islam? No. I'm just telling you, their people have a propensity of getting in SUVs and running over people. Their people have a propensity of strapping on bombs and blowing people up, or leaving bombs for other people to be blown up, or for killing people indiscriminately, or for mistreating women. That's not Kevin Jackson. It's a mischaracterization of the religion. That's what I see. Anyway, I played a clip earlier of Van Jones talking about Rittenhouse and saying that it was a white vigilante whatever. And there were many others. The president of the NAACP chimed in. Do I have enough time for this clip? Think so? Okay. And here's the president of the NAACP.
It was unfortunate for the families of the victim with this outcome. We all witnessed and seen on screen what happened. But it's a true tale of what we need to do moving forward. Here's a judge that's been elected for the past 3 days, mostly unopposed. I hope that community take note and recognize that this particular judge is not providing justice for that community. In addition to that, the jury pool question is a real question that we must embrace in a way in which we increase the number of people who are registered to vote and willing to serve on juries. It was an injustice. This was worse than the Emmett Till trial. This was worse to so many trials where we know for a fact individuals committed murder, and yet they were not brought to justice. And it's unfortunate, but this is America.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Worse than Emmett Till. You got to understand that story. Black kid gets accused of rape, I believe, and he gets killed over nothing. And that's what he says Rittenhouse is the thing is about. And then he says, this is America. Let me tell you what America is. America is race pimps like the NAACP and others from that ilk wrongly describing this great country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It can be difficult to weave all this stuff into a reasonable discussion because your mind has to understand how to connect these dots. You remember those little puzzles that you had to put together? They're like blocks. Excuse me. And you would. It's like a block. But they all had different shapes. And you could start putting it together, but it had only one way it could go together. Well, that's sort of how this looks, how I feel like when I'm piecing this stuff together. And that's why I tell you all the time that everything we talk about, if you think of it in the context of, oh, this story happened today, then it doesn't have as much meaning. But if you think about it metaphorically,
It's glaringly obvious. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thank you all for promoting the show, sending it over to other people, getting them to listen to it, and for just following along and playing along. Because, see, here's the interesting thing about this little game we're in. It's not a game. Not at all. We take it that way sometimes because we just say, well, you know, just a pawn in the system. When we get to that, we become communism, communist China, where I tell you, I would talk to my friends, I'd say, hey, you got a new prime minister or a new president. And they would look at me and go, so what? What's it matter? What the Democrats and the leftists want is for you to not care who sits in the Oval Office. You know what Trump made you do? He made you care. You finally saw that it does matter who sits there. And I'm not talking about the going from Bush to Obama. Think about that transition, how we thought it was going to be. Oh, my God, Obama got elected. What are we going to do? We're all going to die. And it was more of the same. Yeah, it got bad fast. And then we got Trump, and we finally saw the difference, the dichotomy between incompetence and real leadership. And the Democrats hate that because, see, that we bounce back and forth and we were made to believe that one person was better than the other. And in fact, they aren't. But I want you to think about all of this, everything we talk about. And I'm going to say this until I no longer broadcast. It isn't the story. It's the metaphor behind the story. Rittenhouse is a metaphor for leftist lying, for leftist creating a narrative. The leftist decided Rittenhouse needed to be demonized. And the people that he shot, who are the worst of the worst, need to be exalted, need to be made into, you know, gentle giants on their way to college. And they did this for pedophiles and wife beaters and a host of other people. This is who they did this for. They want to protect them. Amazing. The latest carnage in Wisconsin is a metaphor for lie, leftist lying by omission. You know what they don't want? When the story came out, person of interest. They don't want to tell you who it is because that will set the wrong message. It will send the wrong message. It will set the wrong narrative. And that's the metaphor for leftism. When it's on their side, they don't give you the whole truth. And then they'll sugarcoat it. And then eventually they'll blame you. You, the victim, the victims in Wisconsin are the reason. If they just come out with the right verdict for Kyle Rittenhouse, well, maybe this wouldn't have happened. You want to know the biggest slap in your face? Let me tell you the biggest one. The FDA is not going to let you see data on this vaccine for 55 years. So you're going to be dead before you know that you never should have taken the shots. And the FDA said, oh, the government goes, it's okay. The government you fund says, we're going to keep data from you that could be vital to your health. That's simple. But yeah, you know, they're going to give it to you. They're in your favor. They're keep donating money. Keep donating to schools. Keep giving us your money. Keep shutting your mouth. Get woke. All these other things. And they aren't going to share the data. They couldn't care less. Here's what a lady that's on MSNBC had to say about Kyle Rittenhouse. She should be kicked off the air for this statement. But I'll let you hear it because I want you to understand how vitriolic these people are and they know nothing.
Is not guilty. He deserves a not guilty verdict, and I sure hope he gets it, because you know what? Kyle Rittenhouse would probably make a pretty good congressional intern. We may reach out to him and see if he'd be interested in helping the country in additional ways.
He wasn't the only lawmaker to make this point. Paul Gosar, whose own family doesn't like him, said that he wanted Kyle as an intern. I find these people disgusting, Ellie. I'm disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's not just this trial, it's other trials. But this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws. They represent the legislative branch of this country. What are we to make of that?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Tiffany Cross, MSNBC, light-skinned black chick, cute girl. I mean, I don't know if you know who she is because you probably don't watch MSNBC, but that's the language she uses
in just in their TV show. They show Matt Gaetz, who, by the way, got it right. That was the first part of that clip was Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz. And he said, we need more people like Kyle Rittenhouse. He's 100% right. And this lady says, well, the white supremacists are roaming the halls of Congress and brings in, apparently talking about Gaetz and my friend, Congressman Paul Gosar. And then says, and this little white supremacist is free. Now, there's zero evidence of any white supremacist ties of Kyle Rittenhouse. The only crime that Kyle Rittenhouse has done in the eyes of the leftist media is, number one, he's white, and number two, he was out doing something good. He wasn't part of the negativity of Antifa or Black Lives Matter. If this kid had shot some people because he was protesting on behalf of BLM or Antifa, there would be a complete media flip. I would flip, but I wouldn't flip if the people chasing him were trying to kill him. I wouldn't flip on that. But if Kyle Rittenhouse, if they found out he voted Democrat, he supported Obama, etc., can you imagine the stories about this kid then? Well, he had every right to have that gun. And, you know, it would have been a complete different thing. But here's what I want to get to. So Tiffany Cross calls this guy a little white supremacist. I'm very curious how she's going to cover the person behind the wheel of that SUV. Now, I'm going to try to keep up with it. But I'm curious as to whether she's going to call them a black supremacist, an Islamic supremacist, or whatever. I would be curious to get her opinions on the carnage, for example, the Islamic people that went into that club in Orlando and shot up gay people. What kind of supremacists were they? You know, the implication is that Kyle Rittenhouse, and I'm going to tell you, when you think about when they use that type of terminology, what are they implying? You would think that Kyle Rittenhouse went to that place and he was a sniper and he was shooting people willy-nilly, that he was antagonizing people. He was there starting trouble. There's nothing of the sort that happened. And yet, she finds it in herself to be able to demonize him. It's one thing to say, look, I disagree with the verdict and give reasons. And if you wanted to say to me, Kevin, a kid of his age probably shouldn't have gone there, it's a rational thing to discuss. I happen to disagree. At 17 years old, I was very well trained in firearms, and I certainly could handle my own in a fight. So if my grandparents had said, well, we don't think you could go, I'd say, well, I'm going to go anyway. And they would have said, okay. And if I'd taken my rifle, it would have been no big deal. I took my rifle everywhere. It was in my car. You know, it's part of the lifestyle we led. And with lots of shells. Today, I would be called an extremist for the lifestyle that I led. But anyway, these people want to paint the picture of anybody that differs from them, or when they don't get the woke verdict, as white supremacists or supporters thereof. Oh, frustrating, isn't it? But let me tell you, don't let it frustrate you too much, because we're on to them. This is the level that they have to stoop to when a white kid shoots three other white people, they still call it white supremacy. But now you're about to see it play out again, because as the world turns. And you're going to watch it play out with this SUV guy, and you're going to watch it play out with crime all across this country and the things that we should be addressing. And let me just tell you this. More leftist Democrats are getting woke, but not the way the Democrats want it, not the way the leftists describe it. They're getting woke, and they are flipping to our side every single day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.